Good afternoon, Muskegon, February 28th, 2025. Hi, you know what time it is. This is Community Focus with Gregory T. Roberts. Melvin is sick today. Brother, get well. This is your show for news, information, and more. The only one that's doing this in Muskegon County. And so we would like to thank you. We have to thank our sponsors, by the way. Bishop Custom Series and Entertainment for all your needs. See the bishop. Also, don't forget, visit Tanzania for less if you want to take that trip. It's available. I am so excited. The weather outside today feels like 23. It is actually 44 and 26. I won't talk to Michaela about this because she wants another weather storm. Okay. Saturday, high of 26, low of 19. Sunday, high of 26, low of 20. Monday, high of 35, low of 24. Tuesday and Wednesday, possible rain showers as well. We want to get into this right away because we have some special guests in the house. We're not going to give you the top five today. Just pick anything on the news. It's a top five. Oh, okay. So anyway, I'm really excited for the first part of the show because I know these people and they are great friends of mine. Welcome to the show, Michaela Callahan and Hillary Jones from the Boys and Girls Club. Give them a big round of applause. Western Michigan, how are you?
Thanks for having us, Greg. Happy to be here today.
We are happy you guys are first time to the show.
We are. This is your first time, Michaela?
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited.
All right. So this, I want to have you go first to introduce yourself a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Hillary Jones. I am the art specialist with Boys and Girls Club of the Muskegon Lakeshore. I have been with the organization 9 years as of May 31st.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm actually the longest serving staff member thus far.
Yep.
We've come a long way since the dusty basement of Nelson Elementary School. And now we have this absolutely beautiful facility, as you know.
That's right. You were at Nelson.
Yes. Okay. So that's a little bit about me. Michaela?
Thanks, Hillary, for kicking it off. My name is Michaela Callahan. I'm the marketing manager at the Boys and Girls Club of the Muskegon Lakeshore. And I'm very happy to serve BGCML. We're such a mission-driven organization. And I have so much fun working with Hillary, collaborating, presenting, and displaying art show pieces like our art show tonight. Mm-hmm. And then also all of our other art exhibits and experiences throughout the year, like some of our musicals. I have a blast showcasing all of that digitally and then also locally in our traditional methods as well.
The Boys and Girls Club is so much more, and location is not just on Western. It's all across Muskegon County. Let's talk about the Boys and Girls Club.
Certainly. So we have sites at the Oak Ridge school sites. And then we also bus some students into the clubhouse. And the clubhouse is our primary location for the Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. And we serve youth first through 12th grade. And we have programs in STEM, art, social and emotional learning, career development, nutrition programming, life skills, and so much more. So our mission is to inspire all young people to reach their full potential. Mm-hmm. And we also have a vision of helping them achieve and love their great future. So you'll see that hashtag around. We are here to help youth create hashtag great futures. Mm-hmm. And what makes us different from other organizations is the extensive programming.
Yes.
And the opportunity offering. So our youth can engage in enriching activities that they may have never been able to access mm-hmm. without us. Just recently, we brought the kids skiing. I know, Hillary, that was a first for you as well, right?
Yes. So I can touch a little bit on that mm-hmm. right now, if that's okay. I called a parent last night to let her know that her child won her category for the art show.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, I won't say the child's name online, but oh, so-and-so is actually with our chill program right now. She's snowboarding. I'm like, oh, that's right. Every Thursday, they learn how to ski and how to snowboard. I never learned how to do that as a kid. And actually my first time ever skiing was on a field trip with the Boys and Girls Club.
Right.
So even myself have been offered opportunities that I otherwise would not have had through this organization.
That's important that you guys are bringing new life skills that the kids may never have Talk a little bit how that feels to both you guys, you know, bringing these new skills and activities to these children.
I would say it feels really fulfilling. It's really heartwarming knowing that we are helping youth. We have Power Hour where we help youth complete their homework. So that's program coordinators and their site supervisors who help with homework and school preparedness and then also career development. And then also all of those other aspects like Hillary was touching on with skiing. We have recreational activities. Kids have learned how to fish. We have a dock out back. That's an amazing skill to learn how to feed yourself. We also have nutrition programming. We have a wide variety of programming that really helps bridge that gap from after school and to going home. So they're going home to their parents, and then they're able to actually spend time with their family because of everything that they've completed at club. They complete their homework, they learn something new, and then they bring something home to their parents.
We definitely teach them how to swim.
Oh, yes.
We sure do.
At the Neil Fitness Center.
We sure do.
The Neil Fitness Center actually benefits Boys and Girls Club. So all memberships and proceeds from Neil Fitness Center actually benefit the Boys and Girls Club. That's something really beautiful about memberships.
You guys have a very special event that's happening tonight. What's going on tonight?
We do. So I am thrilled that we are having an event this evening at the Duke Gallery. And if you're not sure where that's located, it is on the ground floor of Fricano's restaurant on the lake. And the time is 6 to 8 p.m. this evening. The exhibit actually has been hanging for a week, and it will be open through March 8th. So if you can't make it tonight, you can still see the exhibit through next Friday.
Okay.
And the kids' pieces are actually for sale.
Really?
And they have put the prices on their own pieces. So you can visit our Facebook page. There's a link that will take you to our catalog of artistic masterpieces, and you can purchase what the kids have made. 90% of the profits are going to go directly back to the kids.
What is some of the inspiration of the paintings of some of the children?
Yeah, so actually the theme this year is Express Yourself, Imagination Unbound. And so let me see here. I had it written down as to what Nationals actually described it as, but essentially they were encouraged to tap into their creativity and their imagination and to express their own unique personalities and their passions and their interests and incorporate that into their art. And you're going to see a lot of that expressed through these pieces at the gallery. To that pop off at the top of my head, they were inspired by their experience with Broadway Boot Camp last summer.
Okay.
We put on a production of Lion King Jr. And so we had two kids create pillows and a cat drawing inspired by their musical production that they were in.
Now, parents, you hear that kids do have imagination. It encourage them to use it. That was brought to you by me. Okay. Michaela, you're part of the big, broad part of the big Boys and Girls. How many years you've been with Boys and Girls?
I've been with the Boys and Girls Club for a year, but I've loved it all. And I am part of the broad part in that I oversee a lot working with marketing and having to see all the different programming and then also everything we do with the Neil Fitness Center. So I was able to capture the Broadway Boot Camp that Hillary mentioned. Many opportunities. And I think it's really important to notice that we are a free service. We are completely free to youth, and we are donor funded.
So, you might want to say that again, because somebody, you didn't hear that this is a free service.
Yes.
Yes. So we are completely free. We are so grateful for our donors and everyone, who, whether it's a one-time donation or it is a reoccurring donation. We are so grateful because those donations really impact our youth. And that's the difference between them learning the skills they need to go to college or complete their career journey and start their career journey, and even just emotional skills, building relationships so that they can succeed and feel safe and comfortable in our community. That's all made possible by our donors and grantors. And then again, if you go to the Neil Fitness Center and you purchase a membership, you are helping Muskegon County youth. And that is a beautiful thing.
Right. I want you to talk a little bit about if I'm out there and I would like to donate to the Boys and Girls Club, how could I do that?
Yeah, so there are many ways. If you are someone who is mostly on socials, you can go to our social media page, like our Facebook, and you can click on our website, or you can go Google our website, Boys and Girls Club of the Muskegon Lakeshore, and you can click donate. There is a big give button on our website. You can click that and you will automatically be brought to the website where you can click reoccurring donation or one-time donation. And then maybe you don't have a monetary donation, but maybe you have something physical that you're willing to donate. We're always open to taking donations. People donate clothes. They donate opportunities. Local businesses are very generous in donating opportunities for our youth. Mm-hmm. And some people donate their time. You know, we can all give. It doesn't have to be a large sum of money. Mm-hmm. There are so many ways to give and impact our youth.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about the event that's happening in the night and stuff like that. And the children decide the impact, how much they want per
yes.
piece. So what is maybe a price of, say, if I want to buy one, what's the lowest and the highest?
Yeah. So the price ranges from 25 to 100.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of pieces for $100. I will say that we had a 13-year-old hand crochet a beautiful purse, and she hand-stitched a lining into it. That price is $100, but just know that it was lovingly stitched together by a youth. And it'd be a great encouragement if someone purchased that piece. But most of them range between $25 and $40.
Mm-hmm. So you're sitting in the art room. And I know that you do more than the art room, because not only are you watching them on art, but you care for their very mm-hmm. being and pursuing, trying to get them to blossom. I want you to talk about that experience, you personally.
Sure.
What does that mean to you?
Yeah. Well, that's my purpose every day for going to Boys and Girls Club. It's so incredibly rewarding and thrilling to me to see the kids get excited about arts and their own talents. Mm-hmm. I was telling Michaela earlier today, we could be introducing something that the kids have never done before. And they might be a little intimidated, maybe a little nervous, scared to fail. And I never want that to be a thought. Like, it's okay to make mistakes. That's one of our mottos in the art room. Turn your mistakes into masterpieces. So they might start off by saying, I can't, but then I stop.
Go back and say that again. Turn your what?
Turn your mistakes into masterpieces.
She's freaking good. Now we got to pass the plate now. Hey. All right.
And so they'll start off by saying, I can't. But I'll tell you, within 45 minutes, they say, Miss Hillary, I'm an artist. I said, you sure are.
That's right.
And they leave with newfound confidence. And that, again, is why I go to work every day, mm-hmm. is to inspire these kids and to tap into that unknown potential mm-hmm. and to discover those talents.
Kate, I'm going to throw that question at you, too, because mm-hmm. what inspires you to get up and go to work every day?
Hillary, you said the same. I'm thinking the same thing, honestly. When I think about working at the Boys and Girls Club, I really think about the great futures. Getting up every day and knowing that what I'm doing has an impact on our society mm-hmm. and watching the youth too, even just being in the classroom and being able to take photos and documenting their journeys. I've seen the kids from the beginning of last year to now and how much they've grown and mm-hmm. their confidence from especially career development in the teens and how fast they're growing and our middles learning, you know, necessary skills for communication. It's just knowing that you have that impact. I'm not just going to work to complete a task. Mm-hmm. I am doing something to help our youth and help the future of our society. And that, oh my gosh, that is so powerful.
Nice. Now, Hillary, you said you've been 9 years?
Yes.
So you've had individuals that have graduated and gone on to college, right?
I have. And I actually just received word that, so I've worked at multiple sites with the organization. We have 4 Oak Ridge sites. We've been to Cardinal Elementary, Orchard View, and I spent several years at our Muskegon Heights site. And I just learned that one of our members was accepted into the University of Michigan. So I was just, I'm so proud of her. I was just so thrilled for her. I remember her as a middle schooler being in the art studio. We taught her how to sew. She was painting. She went on field trips. She went skiing. And now she's going to U of M. I'm just so proud of her.
We won't tell her how smart she is while she's going to the University of Michigan. Well, we won't go there. That's a political plug. But how does that make you feel when that person comes back to you and said, thank you, you inspired me to go farther?
Oh, don't make me cry, Greg, because it just, it's an inspiration to me. It is like my job, like I was saying earlier, is to ignite creativity and to inspire the kids. Mm-hmm. But when they come back and I've seen what an impact we've had on them and what amazing things they're doing in their life, that's an inspiration to me and the rest of our staff, mm-hmm. to know that we have made an impact and that what we do, it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know you said a year, but you have been involved in community and stuff like that. And how important is it when you look at these kids' faces every day, knowing that they're learning something new, learning something impactful?
Oh my gosh. I think it is very important. The learning aspect and then also the community aspect. I've seen youth who, you know, they get their hair cut, they get a necessary service provided to them that they wouldn't have received at home because they can't afford it or they can't make it. Learning skills, learning math, learning grammar, learning how to work with others, STEM, digital design. You know, I do marketing and seeing the youth at, you know, in eighth grade learning digital design, I think that's beautiful. I think that's amazing. And they're starting to, we're starting to sow the seeds for what's going to blossom in their high school years and their college years, mm-hmm. Or their career years. And I think that is so important because these are skills that they probably wouldn't have had developed if they were just going home, waiting for their parents to get home and just watching TV. Right.
Right.
So we're filling that critical time that's foundational to their growth.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank, you know, organizations like yourself, because it was organizations like yourself that inspired me to go further, to do further, to imagine, to think of myself differently, although I was growing up in a tough environment. But I really want to take this opportunity to talk to you guys because, you know, not an environment that they come in is great. Some of them are tough environments, but when they go to the Boys and Girls Club, it's a reprieve. It's a chance for them to relax, mm-hmm. to blossom, to get away from environments, and to be encouraged to be bigger, mm-hmm. and brighter. Mm-hmm. Thoughts?
Well, yes. In the art room, I want to create the environment where the kids can come in, unplug, because, you know, they're always on their technology.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Unplug and be a kid. Have fun, get messy, make mistakes, learn from your mistakes, but mostly just have fun, enjoy being a kid, tap into that creativity. Mm-hmm. And it's just a safe environment where they feel free to do those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kayla, any thoughts on that?
I completely agree. We were actually talking before we came in about the pressures of society, grades, life, extracurriculars. When you come to the Boys and Girls Club, you feel included. Mm-hmm. You're included. The youth is included. They're brought into the fold. Regardless of ability, we'll find a place for them. We'll find a way to make activities fun and engaging for them. And then they have this community that cares about them, and they're learning these skills. And that is just unbeatable, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, what if I'm an original individual that would like to volunteer or get involved, mm-hmm. in the Boys and Girls Club?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have a wonderful memberships manager. Her name is Chloe. But you can find out how to get involved by going to our website, clicking join. You can sign up to volunteer, or you can just send us an email. We have a staff page that has everyone's email. You'd be able to email Chloe, or it's as easy as sending us a message on Facebook. It really, you know, it's up to you and what method of communication you prefer. You can give us a call as well. We'll find a place for you. We appreciate our volunteers. I know right now we're always looking for stylists at our hair salon, mm-hmm. But there are many opportunities to volunteer.
I know, being a member of Boys and Girls Club, the inspiration of teaching a kid from, you know, like beginning swimming, the look on their face when they know that they're accomplished and they really want to please you. They really want to do something to make you smile, to say, look, I can do this. And so many times people have given our kids a bad rap, and I'm here to say that that's wrong. Mm-hmm. I want you to talk a little bit about that, because our kids are bright. They are
absolutely
intelligent.
Well, I was talking to Michaela about this earlier. So even though
you guys had a great conversation.
We did.
So my title is art specialist. That's really an all-encompassing title. My background is actually music education. And so I consider myself an artist, but there's a lot of learning myself that, mm-hmm. I need. But I think that comes as an advantage because I can show the kids, I'm not an expert in ceramics yet, but I'm going to learn alongside of you. We're going to learn together. we might make mistakes together, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. There's not pressure to perform and be perfect. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make mistakes just like you. And this is a safe environment to do that. And we're going to learn and we're going to have fun and we're going to create together.
See, we're in music as well.
Absolutely.
But Kate, you talked a little bit about the Neil Fitness Center that's right next to it. Talk about how that works.
Oh, yeah. So the Neil Fitness Center is a fitness center. It's all inclusive. So we have weight rooms, cardio rooms, a pool, sauna, group fitness classes. It's all inclusive. So you pay that membership and then you can attend all of our events. We do have an event tonight, too. It's the fourth Friday Family Fun Night. That's from 5 to 8, but check out the art gallery first. But the Neil Fitness Center is this fitness center that benefits Boys and Girls Club. The whole point of Neil Fitness Center is to support Boys and Girls Club. So your memberships, your event fees, rental fees, anything that you're paying into Neil Fitness Center, those proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club. Whether it's operations or it's directly into programming and supplies, mm-hmm. It is a charitable organization. Even if you think that you might not have enough money to contribute in a large donation, you can buy a membership to the gym, take care of your health, mm-hmm. attend an event, pay for that event, and then you're donating to the Boys and Girls Club.
And one of the things that you said is important, it's all inclusive.
It's all inclusive. I cannot get over that benefit. Group fitness classes, go to as many as you want in the week. If you have a membership, I can go every single day. Right. That's a ton of fun. And the events too, you can bring your family to the events. And our events are open to the public. Like tonight, it's only $25 for a whole family.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the fourth Friday.
Yeah, so fourth Friday's family fun nights happen every fourth Friday of the month. And then for members, again, all inclusive. So members can come bring their family. But if you're not a member, it is just $5 per person with a maximum of $25 per month. That's not a lot of money for a full night of fun. So usually it's from 5 to 8. Mm-hmm. We'll have open swim. And then sometimes we have other activities as well. Workouts in the pool. We had a glow dance and cardio drumming in one of our studios. So it doesn't have to be a pool activity. And then something else to make sure that you realize with Neil Fitness Center is all of our classes and activities are adjustable by ability. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be an athlete or pro athlete to come work out at the Neil Fitness Center. You can attend a class and we'll make modifications for you.
Yeah. All the instructors, all instructors are told to make sure they have modifications mm-hmm. for each and every person.
Right.
To have that personal touch with mm-hmm. each person. How important is it to have that?
It's so important. And we see it with our youth and we make modifications for our youth as needed. And we do that at the Neil Fitness Center. And I think something else to plug here is that the youth are able to take advantage of the Neil Fitness Center during club hours. So if your youth is a club member, again, club memberships are free. They're donor funded. But if your youth is a club member, they have time to go work out in the gym. Mm-hmm. It's planned into their programming. They sometimes take swim lessons too. So that is a way that we're preparing youth for their great futures, as well as bringing them over to the pool, teaching them how to swim. But being inclusive is, you know, our organization lives and breathes being inclusive, right?
Right.
And then really great futures. So we're really holistically taking the care of the community by having adults come to the Neil Fitness Center, supporting youth, and then those youth grow up to be adults that come back to the Neil Fitness Center. So we really do have a holistic plan for our organization.
Awesome. So we're down at the bottom of the hour. So let's give the events today and where they can.
Yeah, sure.
Where it's going to be at.
So, Michaela, you mentioned the fourth Friday of every month for mm-hmm. a family fun night at Neil Fitness. Mm-hmm. That is 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Before you go there tonight, make sure you hop on next door to Furcano's. The ground floor is the Duke Gallery. We have 63 youth artists participating in this event.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
72 pieces are for sale or were for sale. Some of them have already sold. They're going quick.
Okay.
We will have Harris Hospitality catering this event. Okay. And just a little explanation of this show is it's the first step for the National Arts Contest for Boys and Girls Club nationally.
Okay.
And in the past, we've participated and won a national title in photography in 2019.
Nice.
Yeah. One of our kids beat out 5,500 clubs worldwide. Wow. Because we have clubs on military bases throughout the world. Mm-hmm. And she won a national title. So we've had area judges come in and score the pieces. I've tallied them up and we're going to announce the winners tonight. The categories are literary arts, so spoken word, poetry, applied arts. A lot of our kids have learned how to sew. And thankfully, because of the generosity of one of our board members, donated a sewing machine to us. Nice. So 20 kids got to learn how to sew in the past couple of months. Okay. We also have digital arts, which is photography. And then we have visual arts, which is painting, acrylics, watercolor, and all of that. So 72 pieces on display. We're showcasing and celebrating the creativity of our Muskegon area youth.
Nice. Kayla, I want to give you the last word. You're a business out there. Mm-hmm. And trust me, it could be any business. For a restaurant, you're a person out there that is desiring to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. How can you help the Boys and Girls Club?
So many ways to help the Boys and Girls Club. Reach out to us and we can talk about what your capacity is.
Give that shameless plug. Emails, telephone
email,
numbers.
Call, find our website, Boys and Girls Club of the Muskegon Lakeshore. Give us a message on Facebook, call us, anything. We will answer and we will be very happy and grateful to partner with you. You can give anything.
And no donation is too big or no too small.
Right. No donation is too big or too small. We'll gladly appreciate your time, your money, your material goods, just like that sewing machine that the board member donated. Mm-hmm. That impacted 20 youth's lives, and that's going to impact hundreds more, maybe thousands more. So anything can make an impact.
All right. So I'm going to ask you guys a question. It's bottom of the hour. Mm-hmm. You guys come back and give us an update with the Boys and Girls Club. This is something that's dear to my heart.
Certainly.
A kid that struggled, but somebody inspired me. So mm-hmm. this is one thing that's dear to my heart. So please come back and update us.
We would love to. Thank you so much, Greg.
Yeah, all right. You. Listen, we've had Hillary, we have Michaela, the Boys and Girls Club event tonight, gala tonight, actually a couple events tonight. If you want to get involved, go to the Facebook page, go to their website, and you too can help the Boys and Girls Club. All right, we're at the bottom of the hour. You're watching Community Focus on 103.7 to be in M106. We'll see you in a second. And welcome back to 103.7 to Beat and M106. You are watching Community Focus, your show for news, information, and more. We were just talking to the Boys and Girls Club. Now we are going to adjust some things and get ready for our next guest. Our next guest is Rachel Gorman. Rachel happens to be, I think we maybe had Rachel on before. I'm not sure, but we'll see. President, CEO of Muskegon Lakeshore Chamber of Commerce. Put your hands together for Rachel Gorman. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Rachel, yes, we have. How are you doing?
That was almost 4 years ago that we talked on the show. I can't believe it.
I cannot believe that it's been 4 years. Congratulations on your new job title.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. I hope we can make this a more reoccurring thing because this is such a treat. Seriously, it's such a treat.
We will work on it because there's so much happening with the chamber in Muskegon County.
Yes, there is so many good things happening in Muskegon and especially the business community in Muskegon.
Rachel, a little bit before we get into the show, tell people a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So my name's Rachel Gorman, maiden name Stewart. I grew up in Muskegon. I am a proud Oak Ridge public school product of public school. I love Muskegon now. It's just truly my love for this community gets me out of bed every day. But that wasn't always the case. When I graduated from high school, I really just wanted to get out of this town because Muskegon was just such a different place then. And I'm just so grateful for the educational opportunities that afforded me the opportunity to, one, learn more about the world, but also start seeing my community different. So I actually started my professional career out of college interning at the Chamber, and I completely fell in love with the work. But more importantly, I fell in love with the people that are here, the business owners that make our community go, support all of us as residents. And I really just like got hooked on it. And so, like I said, I was here for about 4 years then, took a really great opportunity to work at Muskegon Community College, got my MBA while I was there, and then worked in development at Pioneer Resources here in Muskegon. And during that time, ran for office and was successful. That's why we talked before, ran for commissioner at large in the city of Muskegon, but just always had a heart for the chamber work. And then, you know, I just outside of it was totally like a chamber ambassador cheerleader. And then Rhodes brought me back to this organization. So I took over as president and CEO in October of 24. So not 6 months yet. And, you know, I love it. Members always ask like how it's going. And I kind of joke like the bills are getting paid and the building's still up, because like that's my new priority now. And I joke like the first weekend after I was in this role, I was walking my dog downtown, and I don't know, I just turned the corner and I saw the chamber, and I just like had this wave of like, oh good, it's still there. So I love it. And again, I can't thank you enough for the opportunity to be on the show today and talk about what's going on in the business community.
Rachel, there's so much to talk to you about. You on top of, we've got a couple of things in common. You know, I'm an alumni because I worked for the chamber as a job developer. I'm an alumni with Pioneer Resources. You are a giver to the community. You serve as on the council of Muskegon. What drives Rachel?
So thank you for the question. And I think, you know, what you just said about our similarities, like that's not happenstance, right? Like that's so Muskegon. We are all so connected to each other. And a couple years ago, my husband was giving me a playful hard time about like, you know, like what's your hobby? Like you need something outside of what you do. And I really was thinking on that for a while. And I realized like, no, my hobby is serving this community. And it is because I'm so addicted to the work, because I'm so grateful for the people here that are also so entrenched in the work. We're all working so hard to make Muskegon such a great place to live and work, to raise families, to bring guests to. And that's what really gets me out of bed every day. On the chamber staff, we just updated core values as a team. And the first core value about working at the chamber, what I love about our core values now is they're reflective of who we are as staff to serve our members, but they're also super reflective of who are members of our chamber. So the number one core value we're looking for is that we love Muskegon, past, present, and future. And when I say that, like, it brings a smile on my face. Our members love here. Like, that's why we all do what we do, because we love this community so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, watch. I see you have your shirt. Watch Muskegon grow.
Yep.
Watch Muskegon.
Yeah, watch Muskegon.
Rachel, talk a little bit before we talk about, because you guys have an event coming up, but I want you to talk a little bit. What are some of the exciting things that are happening for Muskegon? And the thing is that when it comes down to the chamber, we're just not talking about the city of Muskegon. We're talking about all of Muskegon.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for bringing that up, because that's like what we always start with when we're talking to members or prospect members, is that we are the county chamber of commerce. So we are located in the city of Muskegon, but we serve businesses throughout Muskegon County. Of course, within our county, there is also the White Lake Chamber, and we support them and partner with them. What that means for us is just we don't actively recruit businesses in White Lake. And that chamber also functions as a chamber and a convention and visitors bureau. So there's tons of opportunity for collaboration and making sure we're all serving the business community. But what I'm excited about to share is about what's happening in Muskegon, is that we just had in January our annual economic forecast with Dr. Paul Isley from Grand Valley State University. And although his word for the year on the economic outlook was uncertainty, that's really like the word for West Michigan. What's unique to Muskegon is that we have more of an opportunity to have a favorable year despite uncertainty because of our diverse business community in Muskegon. We are no longer solely a manufacturing community, and that's still a really good thing because we still have so many large employers that are based in manufacturing. But we've really diversified our economic impact in terms of the private sector businesses here Trinity Health Muskegon is our largest employer. And we also have such a growing tourism industry, and that's what's really keeping us recession proof during some of these like hard economic times that I think we're seeing maybe unfolding soon. Muskegon's a really good spot to be doing business and to live here as a.
You just talked a little bit about tourism, but tourism it, going from a community that was industrial driven.
Yes.
But now we're a tourist destination that people, we have cruise ships that come in now.
Yes. And I mean, we have crew, and it's not even just like the cruise ships that are coming that are bringing international visitors, but also visitors from all over this country that have never seen a Great Lake before and have never seen what it's like to live in a waterfront community that are here to visit. And these cruise ship passengers that tend to do Great Lakes cruises, like they're researchers. So they're, you know, looking at the ports of call before they're ever on that cruise. And we hear from so many passengers like, wow, Muskegon was a really unexpected stop for us. And the more research we did, we saw you guys have this world-class amazing art museum that's been within walking distance of the port we're going to be in. You have all these fabulous restaurants with diversity of food that are locally owned. They're not chained. And so the other thing that I think surprises a lot of people about the feedback we get from cruise ship passengers too is when they're walking around in our community, they're blown away by how clean it is here. And so there's so many things like that that don't just happen. It's because of the people here. But it's really, really such a treat to have so many conversations with them. Like, what's it like to live like you're on vacation all the time? And we're here all the time. It's like taking a step back to be like, oh my gosh, we really do live in the best place ever.
We do. I want you to talk a little bit about the people that actually we live here. Yes. And we just kind of forget how blessed we are for this location that we live, this wonderful mecca of just beauty, lakes and beaches. And we have trails that you can walk on and zip lines and great food and everything.
Yes. And you know, one thing we do through the chambers, sometimes our larger employers, when they're really recruiting some of those top executives that are not only like not from Michigan, but not from the Midwest, I'll offer the opportunity to give executive touring. So that's putting them actually in my vehicle, driving them around Muskegon. So what we like to do is what I say, like, wow them with the water, we'll meet at our office and just head towards Lake Michigan. So on that drive towards Lake Michigan, I'm asking them questions like, you know, tell me about the community you're living in now. What do you really like about it? And then in terms of how you see yourself living in Muskegon, one thing I like to ask is, do you want to be in a city, you know, urban development kind of situation? Do you want to be in a more rural opportunity where you don't see neighbors every day? How close do you want to live to where you work? Do you not mind a commute? And what's crazy about that is when I'm talking to people having these tours, they're like, I can have any of that in Muskegon. I'm like, yes, you can, because our county is just so large. And like I said, I graduated from Oak Ridge Public Schools. So I grew up in Eggleston Township. The living experience in Eggleston Township is completely different than Norton Shores. It's completely different than Fruitport, North Muskegon, City Muskegon, Muskegon Heights, but all are good. And all, like, we live in a community where you can have exactly what you want. And that's what's so special about Muskegon. And we forget about it, I think, because our county is so big, but we're all like one degree of separation connected too.
I want you to talk a little bit before we talk about the Business Excellence Awards. I want you to talk a little bit about how important for you in your job to represent a vast group of different municipalities and townships.
Sure, absolutely. It's the private sector members that really drive our membership. It's like a great kind of neutral equalizer opportunity we have to engage with local governments. And business advocacy for our chamber is kind of one of the strengths of membership. And so what I mean by that is when you're a private sector business, sometimes there's challenges just working with your local municipality, working with the state government, working with the federal government. But the nature of being in the private sector can sometimes offer a challenge of how much you push with those governments, because you got to pay taxes still. the government is in a position of authority that could maybe make your business life difficult or easy. So being at the chamber, we take very seriously the opportunity and responsibility we have to be a neutral person, to bring those two worlds together and show that there can be compromise, there can be collaboration, and everybody walks away a winner, because some of the best work we get to do are when there's successful public and private partnership opportunities. And one really great example of that, that I know so many people in our community are excited about, is Costco coming to Muskegon County. That didn't just happen like overnight, and it happened because right there where it's being located, you have private sector business, Costco, and then two municipalities that needed to work together to bring that project home. So Fruitport Township, City Norton Shores, great example of intergovernmental local municipalities working together with the private sector to make a really incredible economic development opportunity happen.
Wait, you're hearing here. We got a Costco coming?
Yeah, Costco coming. It was in the news, I think, 3 weeks ago. Yes.
Wow.
No, they're scheduled to open by Black Friday this year too. So if you drive out there, yeah, you're going to see it's coming.
Corey Brick Sr. Hey, Greg, how you doing? And he says, I'm here. We see you and thank you for watching and listening to the show. So that's exciting news, but you guys also have the Business Excellence Awards coming up.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for bringing that up and giving us the opportunity to talk about it. So our Business Excellence Awards are an annual award recognition event where we recognize chamber members in a couple different categories. So I am pulling on my notes here. We recognize businesses that are providing excellent service in their industries, excellent customer service to their clients, and being really great partners to our greater Muskegon business community. So we have a couple different categories where we give awards to, and those are tourism, manufacturing, retail, service, employer of choice, and then the entrepreneur. And I save entrepreneur to last. Iterations of this event with our chamber look different, where we always have had an Entrepreneur of the Year award, because chambers wouldn't be around, businesses wouldn't be around, if there wasn't that first entrepreneur that ran with that crazy idea,
right,
that took risk, went through probably a lot of trials and tribulations to get where they are now. And like, it's such an opportunity for the business community to celebrate that bravery, that courage.
Nice.
And so, I mean, we've done that for decades, have an Entrepreneur of the Year award, and that's really been a special thing. But in recent years, I think we noticed that sometimes then you have such great businesses that also are coming from really great entrepreneurs, but when you put everybody in one category against each other, like, you're not always then being able to recognize the vast breadth of our membership. So I love that we have these categories now. And so this year, we're also really excited. This has traditionally been a luncheon event in the past, and we're moving it to the evening this year. So,
hey, party.
Oh, exactly. Everybody wants to get out of work, go to an event. But truly then too, for our award winners, if they've got family and other people in their support network that want to come, sometimes that luncheon at noon is too hard to get to. Mm-hmm. So an evening event offers more opportunity and more flexibility for some to celebrate. So the event is happening this year on March 20th, Thursday, March 20th at 5:30. And we are at our new beautiful Van Dyke Convention Center downtown. Can't wait.
Beautiful facility.
There's a red carpet. There's a happy hour. We've got a dessert mixer too. It's just going to be a really, really great event.
Oh, you mentioned something, that that person that had that wacky idea.
Can you believe it?
Talk to people that might have an idea of business, because you guys are more than just dealing with individuals that are already in business.
Yes,
but you're trying to help people to start businesses.
Right. So we are a brick and mortar office location in downtown. And I mean, all the time people walk in and say, I want to start a business. I don't know where to start. And this is something I think that's so special about our community and our country, is that you can have an idea here and you can find the resources to make that dream a reality. Mm-hmm. And so our chamber is here to help, and we're a huge convener of resources. And in Muskegon, on the lakeshore particularly, we are spoiled with a lot of entrepreneurial resources right here. So in our office, we still house SCORE. So that's
Yeah, I was going to ask you about SCORE.
Yes, SCORE, if you don't know, is a national program, but it is free and confidential business counseling for someone who has an idea and maybe no experience of how to bring that to life. And so when you come in and make an appointment with SCORE, there's an application where you talk about who you are, but talk about your business idea. Mm-hmm. And then what SCORE does is matches you with a local business counselor that probably in an ideal situation has experience in the industry that you're looking for. They will meet with you again, free of charge, totally confidential, hear what your idea is, and then help you build that business plan and then give you counsel and guidance along the way too, as then you start to look at financing and really building this business. Because if you don't know how to do it, you don't know how to do it. And the cool thing about SCORE is these counselors are volunteers, successful business people that have been through it and totally understand. I wish there would have been someone, to walk alongside me and say, here's what you need to do. Ask the tough questions like, before you start that coffee shop, do you know how many cups of coffee you need to sell in a day to break even? Like, those are the things that are important before you get too far into something and you didn't realize like all these other details about starting your business. So SCORE is available in Muskegon. We're also so lucky that Grand Valley State University continues to support and invest in the Muskegon Innovation Hub that can be an incubator space and also be resources to entrepreneurs there. And then in terms of funding, all those organizations have connections to like Start Garden and some other entrepreneurial grant funding to help. There's tons of pitch competitions happening all the time to help these ideas, again, become a reality. And we're doing so much in our community to support entrepreneurship. Downtown across from the farmers market is still the Western Market Chalets. Those are really to help kind of grow that early business stage. If you're thinking about a brick and mortar but don't want to go all in yet, it's a small footprint where you can figure out those kinks and then grow, hopefully, either to maybe you realize like, oh, I don't need a brick and mortar. Because I like to talk more about how much these home-based businesses that are huge commerce, e-commerce, that to make sure we're not blind to them. There's people in our community that are running multi-million dollar businesses, and we just know them because they might be our neighbor. There's someone I know in the community through a different way. They don't have a physical presence in Muskegon, but they're still doing big business in Muskegon, right? There's a ton. But to your point, it all, like, we're here because it all starts because someone takes the risk on that crazy idea and sometimes risks it all. And so we want to make sure that they have that support to be successful. And I think for me, that's one of the most special things about having this job is getting to know a lot of these business owners and hearing these stories. But not only that they took a risk on building a business, but choosing to be a chamber member is a choice. Not all businesses are members of our chamber. But when they choose to be a member of our chamber in particular, they're choosing to invest in community development, going above and beyond just what they're doing every day to make money for their business, but investing in our community to say, I want to be part of this. Like, Muskegon has helped me succeed. They're giving back to our community through their involvement with the chamber. And it's incredible. It's incredible work. And the Excellence Awards really celebrates that, the risk they took to become in business and the investment they have in our community.
I want just to talk about, let's go to Corey Briggs. He says, what about music and instrumentalists who want to send music to advertisers like Game, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or so on? Go ahead. And he also said, we have a lot of musicians here in Muskegon that can help with in advertising.
That's a great point. I don't know. I can't speak specifically on that, but that's a great example of reaching out to SCORE and say, hey, I have this idea, or I'm looking for connection. But off the top of my head too, I mean, the arts and culture institutions we have in Muskegon, someone might know that answer. And a lot of those institutions are member of our chamber. So I honestly would reach out to the West Michigan Symphony. If this person came into our office or called our phone, we would be calling the West Michigan Symphony and just say, hey, what resources are there, in Muskegon or on the lakeshore that we can help direct that person to? And so making those connections is really what the chamber does. And that's what I love the most is connecting people to people, connecting problems to solutions. And we're really able to do that in Muskegon.
She's good. Rachel, I want to talk to you. How important One of the things when I worked at the chamber, and one of the things that I've appreciated since then, how important is you to bring your membership together and network and realize that we're not in competition with each other, but we're here to help each other.
Yes. I mean, the smallest business owners are successful because our largest business owners are successful too. And I'm thank you for the question, because we keep as a team seeing that. We had a breakfast this morning, and I just think the way the world's turning right now, the way technology is advancing so far, there's always going to be a need for convening people in person. And our members more than ever are really responding with gratitude about these opportunities to meet other business owners, because you and I both know the truth is too, business ownership is also very lonely. You can't talk down to your team, because you don't, you know, there's things that you as an owner need to keep to yourself, but that can feel so isolating.
Yes.
So to have the opportunity to convene business owners where then you can network and learn, you know, certainly what's going on in the community, but maybe find your people professionally that you can build a tight round table with and like have some honest conversations and grow together with from your challenges, and having that safe outlet to talk about your challenges and growth opportunities. And that's where we really see like the most powerful collaborations happen, because you've built then this level of trust between each other. And then we all know together, we believe in Muskegon, and here's an opportunity where the business community needs to step up and have a consolidated focus together. But yeah, so bringing people together, we love to do it. But I think our members really respond to it, because it can be lonely when you're at the top by yourself sometimes.
Yeah. So give that shameless plug. How do people get in touch with you? This is your moment to shine.
Thank you. So our services are available 24/7 at our awesome website, muskegon.org. And then we are, again, located in downtown Muskegon. Our address is 380 West Western. We are in suite 202. So you go one floor up, and we are here in person Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4. I think 8:30, 4:30, Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 4 on Friday. So call, make an appointment, or walk in. Like, we are here to host you. And we love to remind our members too, with over 1,100 members, you know, this space is yours. So we have meeting rooms included in your membership to reserve, but we've also redesigned our office a little bit to be more accommodating to remote workers, again, remote members that are members of us. But I also like to tell people, like, maybe when you've got that awkward kind of 90-minute gap between meetings around and you don't need your like 15th cup of coffee, come into the office, pick a spot, pound out some emails while you're here too. And you never know who you're going to run into at the chamber office.
Just one last thing. When it comes down to questions, there's no questions that are not stupid. I mean, if you have an idea, if you guys don't know, you're going to find an idea to help that individual. So don't stay home.
Don't stay home. Pick up the phone. Come in. We want you to be successful. And everybody calls the chamber. We've heard it all. So you won't. Nothing's too off the wall. Nothing's too wild of an idea, because we know it's the wild ideas that end up being the most successful businesses. So don't let that dream die because you were too afraid to ask. Like, we're here to help. This community is here to help, and we want to help you be successful.
Rachel Gorman, thank you so much. We're going to have you probably in the summer. We've got to, you know, not 4 years.
Yes. No, I can't believe it. But yeah, thank you so much again.
Thank you. Have a good day. That was Rachel Gorman, the president, the new president CEO of Muskegon Lakeshore Chamber Commerce. I really want to thank her. I would like to thank our guests earlier, Hillary Jones and Michaela Callahan from the Boys and Girls Club. I wanted to take the last minute of the show and say this show could not happen without a very special person. She grinds all the time, works really hard, and a lot is asked of her. Her birthday was yesterday, and Lady J, Janae, I would like to take this opportunity, the last part of the show, to say thank you so much for what you do. Happy birthday. We didn't forget about you. I didn't forget about you. I just wanted to recognize you and give your flowers now because they are due and you are appreciated. Listen, that is the show for this weekend. Remember, our theme for this year is seek knowledge and truth. Seek knowledge and truth. With that said, I'm Gregory Roberts. Melvin will be back here next week. Take care. God bless. We'll see you next week on Community Focus.